This call is being recorded.
Many tend to exit through their third chakra, but we like to work with all of you in exiting through your third eye. It is a much safer way to traverse the astral plane. So now exit out through so that you are outside of your physical body, standing there, floating there. And as we do each time, if you haven't already, give yourself, your astral body, give it definition. Give it the ideal definition you would want it to have. Or if you were to exit the body in the death process, what would you want your body to be look like? How would you want it to be? And also know that when you make this your ideal body, make it whatever image you want it to be, that also then translates to your physical body as well. For the astral and the etheric body create the physical body. It is not the other way around. Now, you also have the violet flame that is surrounding your body now, as you did in the early part of this exercise. And see that violet flame now burning your physical body, your astral body, your etheric body, burning away all the old programming. And know that all the programming is stored within your chakra centers, predominantly the lower chakras, where fear resides, any programming of fear, where safety issues reside, security, all of those old programming. See it now burning up in this violet flame, the violet flame purging it out and bringing on the new. Just as in springtime, the newness of all of the nature comes forward and springs forth. Feel that happening now in your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body. All the old programming just being purged, burned away, to be replaced by new consciousness, a new level of consciousness that you are reaching for now. In this very moment, you reach now for higher consciousness, higher vibration. Feel the vibration in your chakras now, vibrating more and more and more. And know that as you spin your chakras faster, you are raising your vibration. So the violet flame is burning out the programming, and consciousness is increasing the vibration of your entire body, of who you are. Your consciousness raising now. Just feel it rising, rising. And in so doing, feel yourself in your astral body now, in your etheric body, rising upward, rising up through the roof of wherever you find yourself, leaving the third dimensional realm behind. Think of as you move through that building, that structure, that is the third dimension, and feel yourself leaving it behind now, rising up into the sky, into the clouds. Feel yourself moving from that third dimensional frequency to higher fourth and even fifth dimensional frequency as you move up past the Earth's atmosphere. And when you look back down, you can see the Earth two different ways. You can see it as the third dimensional Earth, but you can also see it as the fifth dimensional and beyond Earth. See Gaia in all her pristine glory. as she now is in the ascension process, as well as all of you are. See this, see the earth, see Gaia, see the people of the planet, the way we see them, the way we see you. We see the purity within you. We see the pure consciousness within you. We do not see the ugliness. We do not see the darkness. We are aware of the darkness, yes, but we do not see it. It is different. When you look out in your everyday world and you look at all that's happening, many of you do see that ugliness. You see the darkness. You are aware of it, but you also see it. We want you to move beyond that. We want you to be aware, but no longer see it for what it is. See it for what it can be. That is what you need to do. You need to look at the world and see it for what it can be. Look at your lives and see it for what it can be. And then, as you look at it in that respect, you then create it being exactly what you know it can be. So let yourselves now become aware, not only of the earth, not only of the pristine glory of Gaia, but of all of the solar system and the planets in the solar system. And see now the violet flame moving and expanding beyond your body. As you had it surrounding your body, see it expanding and growing to expand beyond the building wherever you are, encompassing that, purging that, and further, the town, the village, the city, the country, and the world. It does not take a great deal of time to do this. It is just by intention only. Intend that the entire planet now is surrounded, engulfed by the violet flame that is now purging out all the old darkness. And this, coupled with the waves of energy that have been coming into the planet for quite some time now, and becoming stronger and stronger as consciousness on the planet is increasing and able to withstand these higher levels of gamma energy that are coming in, that are moving in from directly from the great source of this universe, moving down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy. See it as wave after wave after wave, growing stronger and stronger. And then that final wave, that final pulse of energy that has left the great central source of the universe, it is making its way now toward the Earth. It is moving through the central suns of the galaxies, making its way toward the galactic central sun of this galaxy. And see it now as it does that. See it as it moves all the way to the sun of this solar system. And as a super flash, a solar flash, a great flash of energy, of light, of gamma light that moves into the planet and surrounds the planet, moving out as a wave of energy. A tsunami of love, of higher consciousness, spreading out across the planet now, engulfing everything, and raising consciousness everywhere. See this as the final event, the event that brings the change over. Change over that you have all been working toward, dreaming about, where everything shifts in the moments as it strikes the planet and spreads out. And just as all are engulfed by the violet flame, all are also deluged by this wave of energy, this wave of consciousness. See it as a tsunami that continually spreads and spreads all across and around the planet, to every nook and corner, everywhere, and wherever there's darkness, that darkness is now enlightened by the light. And eventually, there is no more darkness. And the vibrational frequency on the planet has raised into the higher fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies. And there can be nothing left but love and light. Let yourselves now see, as a result of this changeover, what it will be like, what it is like, as you are looking at it now, as you are visualizing this, and how people across the planet respond to this, what happens with them, and how they interact with each other, and with animal life, and plant life, and even mineral life, realizing that everything has consciousness. Everything is consciousness and vibration. See how peace ensues across the planet, where everyone now understands they are one with their brothers and sisters, and how their galactic families are coming now down to the planet and mingling, intermingling with those here on the Earth, all coming together again as one race. Where there are no more divisions of race or religion or color, see this as the ideal. Now let yourselves begin to drift back. Just back toward your physical body, coming back down your astral and etheric body, back to your physical, merging back in with your physical body, leaving your violet flame surrounding your physical body as a barrier, as a protective barrier. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. And I am here to continue to carry on what was started not years ago, but lifetimes ago, here on this planet, with all of you that have been working, moving forward in consciousness, lifetime after lifetime, and coming in the next lifetime, and remembering little bits here and there, but to the point in this lifetime You are reaching the end of this era, and the beginning of the next, the beginning of the new golden age of Gaia, the golden age of Gaia that you will participate in, are participating in. You are bringing this about. And all of you need to understand that you are here together to do this. Yes, you are individuals, certainly. You have your own individual lives, your own individual needs and wants and desires, but you also know that you are part of the collective. You are part of the group consciousness, the collective consciousness of this planet. You have your levels or your circles, as was mentioned earlier, of your group consciousness that expands further and further out. But as you continue to allow your consciousness to spread, to include more and more of the collective consciousness of this planet, then you move closer and closer to your own ascension. For in order to ascend, you need to move out of the reality of just you and take on the understanding and the knowing of what is beyond you, of all that is, the all that is. When you have moved to that level of consciousness, then you are ready to fully let go of all of the various attachments that have held you down. When you have realized the full level of consciousness that you are as the collective you, that includes all of the multidimensional selves of you, as well as all of the connection with the consciousness of the entire planet and even the solar system. And you can even go beyond that as you take on the collective consciousness of the galaxy and so on. Someone mentioned earlier about the consciousness of Gaia, the immense consciousness of Gaia, and yes, she has an immense consciousness. But think about the immense consciousness of the solar logos of this solar system. And then the consciousness of the galactic consciousness. And beyond that, and beyond that, and so on. And you begin then to understand the unification of the one that you all are. And yes, this is very esoteric as an understanding, but your three-dimensional consciousness cannot understand this, but you are no longer just in your three-dimensional consciousness. Many of you, if not all of you, have moved out from time to time, from moment to moment. You have moved out of that three-dimensional consciousness, and you have taken on the higher consciousness of not only yourself, but those that are around you, and those animals that are around you and part of your life, and the plant life that is around you. As you move out into nature and you begin to understand how everything is part of the greater plan, all of the trees and the plants and the flowers, they all understand that they are a part of a greater plan. They all know this. Within their consciousness, they know this. The animals themselves know this, that they are part of a greater plan in motion, greater level of consciousness beyond them. It is humanity that has to come to this understanding that you are all a part of a greater plan, a greater plan that is constantly in motion, constantly shifting and changing. And this is the reason why you are not seeing the results that you all want to see. You are not seeing what you have been dreaming about and idealizing about yet. But even though you have not seen it, it does not mean it is not happening. It is just as your understanding of a tree in a forest that falls and makes no noise. Does that mean it did not fall? Or the other way of looking at that is a tree that falls and you do not know it, but does it mean it didn't make a noise? You can look at it either way. It is understanding the full level of consciousness that you all are and a part of the greater consciousness. And that is what this entire fight is about. This fight for freedom is about realizing that you are a part of a greater whole. Your President Trump was attempting to bring that to you, to make you understand that this is America, where he says, make America great again. But the next part of that goes beyond America. It goes to the entire planet, the world. Make the world great again. That will be the next part of this. Make the planet great again. For it is encompassing the full level of your being, which is beyond just this small reality that you find yourselves in. This reality, yes, that you are creating for yourselves. But the reality that is beyond you is so much greater. And you are all moving toward becoming a part of that as you realize the consciousness that is beyond you. Beyond you and yet connected to you at all times. This is the universal consciousness, universal source consciousness. All of you need to continue to be aware of everything that is happening, but do not become involved in what is happening, except for the point or the times where you can make a difference. Your forefathers of this country made a difference because they stepped outside of themselves and realized the greater consciousness. They realized the greater consciousness beyond themselves and realized they needed to fight for something, to reach out for something beyond themselves. And all of you now are in that process. But you are not being asked to sign a new Declaration of Independence. You are not asked to put your lives on the line. Some are, but most of you are not being asked to do that. That is not a part of your mission. But it is a part of your mission to reach out and assist others wherever you can. But to follow your own ideal as you do so. Do not capitulate. Do not give in to that programming that continues to come into this planet, that continues to find fruition throughout the planet, through the people of the planet, as those of the forces of darkness continue to try to hold on to their very lives, everything that they have known. But they must release. They must release that, and they are being prompted to release that in one way or another. And you know of that which I speak of here. If they will not capitulate to to the forces of light, then they will be consumed by those forces of light. And you all are in those forces of light. You are already a part of that. You are the boots on the ground. You are the way showers. And I ask you now, as Saint Germain, and all of the rest of the Ascended Masters, and all of the Galactics and Agarthans that are working with you, I ask you now to step out on your knowings, your beliefs, your truths, and follow those truths wherever they may lead you. Because if they are indeed the truth, then it will lead you in the direction that you need to follow. You have heard many, many times, believe in yourselves. And that is what this is all about now. This fight that is going on between the different sides. It is all about believing in yourselves and following your own ideal, following your own road, your own path. Or some have called it the road less traveled. Yes, follow that path, for that is the path that is leading you back to your higher God self and to your full ascension. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love, and that the violet flame has been gifted back to you to assist you as a tool to continue to move beyond the old programming and take on the new programming that you are creating for yourselves. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And was that a wonderful message or not here? We were there going, wow, wow. What wonderful words, what wonderful inspiration is coming from not only Saint Germain, yes, that was him speaking, but he has the calling or the backing, if you will, those that are assisting him to bring these messages, these wonderful messages to you. But it is more than just a message. It is about life itself. It is about you becoming the one, you becoming the one, as we say many times, be the one. You need to do that. You need to become the one. And if you follow these words, these messages that we have been giving you for some time, you will move to that point where you are ready to move through and fully through your ascension. That is what this is all about, preparing you for this, getting you ready, moving you through it, and then asking you to turn around, not do it all over again, certainly, we would never ask for that, but to come back and assist those that are struggling behind, just as at times you have struggled. You understand that, so you can assist them in their struggles as well. We are ready for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions.
Yes, dear one.
Dear ones.
Yes.
This is Lorelei. So we were talking earlier in our conversation about a particular website regarding bringing the power of monetary back to the people. And we had been on two sides of the issue of whether to jump on board with this or not. So one question that came up is, how do we know what is our human programming, like our 3D program that's still lingering around that tells us to do something or not do something? and what is our actual inner knowing? How do we distinguish the difference between that?
The way we will answer this is not going directly to that website, as you are saying, but to understand what go with the flow means. When we have been saying go with the flow, that is exactly what we are asking you to do, to let go and let yourself be guided in whatever way that is. If guidance is telling you to get involved, then get involved. If guidance is telling you that no, this is not something for you, then stay away from it. That is going with the flow, you see, following your inner guidance, your intuition, that small wee voice within yourself that is telling you one thing or another to do. Now, with that understanding, if one just sits back and does nothing, then nothing gets done. That is what you also have to understand. If those that had were there to sign the Declaration of Independence, if they had not been provoked, not a good word, if they had not been encouraged to sign their names to it, then what would you have had? You would not have had the America, the United States for America. You would not have had that. It would not have happened. You would not have the Bill of Rights. You would not have the freedom that this country has had for quite some time now. You would not have any of this if they had just sat back and not followed their guidance. But they did follow their guidance, and they did create a new world, a new level of consciousness that could be added upon and added upon. But of course, as human nature tends to go, those that would manipulate and take things on for themselves and be greedy and create wars and all of this took sway. They were able to begin to control things. But that is changing now, turning around as you know it. And it is because of those of you, the boots on the ground, the way showers, that are a major part of this changeover that is happening right now as we speak. There are so many things that are going on behind the scenes. You get glimpses of it here and there. Someone comes out and says this and that, and you wonder about it, and you say, well, that is not what we're hearing from this source over here, so this source, this new source, must not be true. But you have to understand that people are wherever they are, and they are bringing the truth through as they are able to do, just as you are doing yourselves, as you move through your daily lives and either and follow your guidance or do not follow your guidance, you see? So in a roundabout way, we are saying to again, go with the flow, to be yourselves, whatever that might be, and follow that inner guidance. If it says to do it, do it. If it says to not do it, don't do it. That is what we would say to you, Shoshana.
We agree. We will add, if we may.
Yes, please.
We will ask a question of you, if we may. Our question is, do you distinguish between your beliefs and your guidance? Do you do that?
Well, I attempt to. I don't know that I'm always 100%. Let me think. I think for the most part, I do.
Then we will add that, the one who serves has given the answer, you see, but we will add that is all that is ever necessary, that the higher consciousness of the being attempts to manifest itself through the understanding that the being has about itself. You see, that is all it is. What you do is only relevant to you. And what you do creates a relevancy for others, you see. So you must follow what you are guided to do without concern of what others would do. The thing that stops humans from moving forward is thinking about what others think. So you must give that up. You must do what you must do because you wish to do it, not because what another says. Namaste.
Yes, and we give example here of the Wright brothers. If they had listened to those around them that the flight was impossible, would they have gone ahead and created flight, or the understanding that it is possible? You see, and there are many, many occasions and occurrences of this that have happened in your history, where one is comes up with an idea and they want to put that idea into motion, but others tell them around them, no, that is impossible. You cannot possibly do that. So then they do not do it. But then there are many occurrences where they do it. And then you have your various inventions that have happened over the last hundreds or so of years here, and one right after another and after another. So, again, go with the flow. Go with your guidance, whatever it might be. So that is our answer for you.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. So I think although I do nowadays determine what was my guidance, I think I'm thinking back in the days when I was just blindly doing, you know, and blindly doing whatever, you know, the programming told me to do. And I didn't always know what was my guidance and what was the programming. So I guess that's what I was looking for, like some kind of an idea of where we could see the boundary between those two things.
You cannot see it. You cannot see it with your physical eyes. You must utilize your third eye and your heart center, especially your high heart center now, to make that connection, the heart-mind connection here, and bring it together. And then you will have your answer as to the next step, and so on, you see?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question, one who serves in Shoshana.
Yes.
President Trump was interviewed on a Fox News show last week, and in he was asked a question about vaccines, and he stated that everyone should get the vaccine. And I wanted to know if he's been pressured by the cabal or if there's some other insights on why he would say that.
What we will tell you is things are not as they appear to be. That is all we can say on that at this point. You can use your own guidance and inner knowing to take it beyond that. So many things are happening that are still yet behind the scenes, that are not coming out to certainly the general public or even for yourselves that are the awakened ones. Much is happening. But you are getting the glimpses here and there of those things which are occurring and are about to occur. So understand that even this one, the President Trump, and we use the term president not in past terminology, but in current and future terminology. Okay? And that may give you some hint here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient for an answer for you?
Well, yes, mostly. I will not get the vaccine, no matter what President Trump would say. I just was very confused about why he would encourage people to get this toxic vaccine. That was my confusion.
Yes, you have to understand that he is in a position where he needs to play both sides here somewhat. And that is what he is doing until he no longer has to do that.
That's helpful. Okay, thank you.
Yes. And we would suggest, just as you have brought this up, do not take the vaccine. Those of you that are the awakened ones, even though it might not have harm for you, there is no reason for you to do it.
Never, never, never. Nope.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hello. I have a very curious mind, and so I want to know that those who have taken the series, the vaccine, because it is said that we've heard that it affects their DNA. Now, can those people be controlled and manipulated with their DNA? And my basic concern is for those practitioners who are in the health field doing energy work and doctors, nurses, chiropractors, if they can be influenced by outside forces through their DNA to do harm to people.
First of all, we would say to you that your frontline workers, those that are the healthcare workers, what are they saying about this? They are saying we are not going to take this vaccine because they understand more than the general public knows about this. They know what goes into these. They know that this is an experiment at this point. It is not a proven understanding that it can be beneficial or helpful to the majority of the population. So you have to understand that there is so much more that is going on here. We are losing the train here of thought here. Shoshana, do you have anything that you...
We will just simply offer... May we offer our perspective on this, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, you must continue to resist. You must continue to be who you are as a whole, complete being. And as you understand what is going on here, you must continue to resist capitulating, you see. That is all you can do. It is not relevant at this point to try to change the minds of those that have capitulated. You cannot do that. You must stand fast in a steadfast way to your morality and your thoughts of who you are and your thoughts of uplifting humanity through who you are. That is all you can do, and that is what you must focus on, and that is what all must focus on. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Somewhat, but I feel like my question has not been answered for any outside manipulation for those who have taken the vaccine, and I made a choice to change practitioners, my chiropractor, because the whole office has been vaccinated, and I felt very uncomfortable with that, so I've made a change and have chosen another practitioner who has chosen not to take the vaccine, the whole office. So that is where I'm
dear
coming
sister,
from.
May we continue, dear sister?
Of course, darling.
Dear sister, you must understand that we did answer your question. We have answered it broadly, you see. We are telling you that you must do what you need to do to retain your own authenticity, to be who you are, irrespective of what others are doing. And that is what you are doing, you see. You cannot change the minds of those that have capitulated. You cannot change your chiropractor's mind. You cannot change those that have been influenced. You can only change who you are, you see. And through changing who you are, you influence others in that respect. So we are answering in that way because it seems that you have done what you need to do to move in a direction that supports your own morality. That is
okay.
What we have to say to you. Namaste.
And we also add here, as we have said many times, that those that are, we apologize here, we are losing the thought process connection here. We need to get it back here. We apologize for that. There are times when there are disconnects here with the one that is the channel and those of us that bring the messages through. So there are so many things. You have to understand that people have their own path. They have their own choices that they make in their lives that lead them on the certain path that they have chosen. And as you have heard before, some are choosing the path to exit the planet in this respect. It may not happen immediately when they first take these injections, but it can happen over a period of time, as you have heard. Many have said your DNA is affected here and changed as a result of this. And this is accurate, but it does not have to be completely the picture here. It is controlled by consciousness. So if one suddenly was able to become awakened and change raise their consciousness, then whatever they had taken previously would not have the effect that it would have if they had not raised their consciousness and gone ahead with their exit plan to leave in the death process here. So understand that there are many who have chosen this route at this point, but it could change as a result of consciousness changing on the planet itself as things continue to move forward here. But those of you that are the way showers, show the way. Do not capitulate. Do not give in. Continue to fight for your freedom, for your rights, because you have that sovereign right within your being to do so. Okay? Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question relating to something that I spoke of a few weeks ago. I had had an experience where I was in inner earth with the great crystal, and I have heard since a couple of channelings, one through Michael Love, the Palladian message, where he spoke of 13 Atlantean great crystals, and another one today by Blossom Goodchild, where she spoke of monolith. Well, in my personal experience, I have now seen a second great crystal emerge on the western coast of the United States. And I'm now wondering if these great crystals are the monoliths that have been spoken about by several channels, and it is now with the raising of the vibration that this group does and other groups around the world that these monoliths, these great crystals, will then have a high enough vibration to show themselves, lower their vibration from the whatever dimension they are on, so that the world will see them to harmonize the planet to continue the Great Awakening. Thank you.
They are not one and the same, because these great crystals, as you are saying, have been here for a very long time, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. The monoliths are what is beginning to appear based on those of the galactics that are putting them here, you see. But there is a connection where they will connect with one with the other. So the crystals, these great crystals, will be reactivated, we will say here, by these monoliths as they are pronounced to the world when the time comes. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you
want to say? We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, you are greatly related to the crystal energy. You are greatly related to these things because you have, in the past, and in other lifetimes used these energies. And that is why this is being revealed to you, dear sister. We will tell you that the combination of the pyramids, of the monoliths, and of the great crystalline energy that is emanated from these great crystals is the energy required that is being vibrated around the planet to create the awakening, to move forward to the event. That is what is going on, and you are participating in this through your meditations. And as we recall, you have had the experience of moving forward one great crystal and manipulating that energy for the greater good and upliftment of humanity, and you must continue to do that, as there are many crystal workers on the planet that really are not completely aware of how important they are, and they are important to the energy of the planet to uplift the energy and vibration to a level that allows humanity to move forward in consciousness. Namaste.
Thank you. So is this part of like a transistor, you know, like the receiving end and then receiving from the galactic? And so these crystals within the planet is the other half of the receiving transmission. Is that what I'm seeing?
From a three-dimensional understanding, yes. But it is far beyond this. We cannot tell you because it would not... you could not comprehend it at that level at this point. But you can in your meditations. You would be able to go into that level of consciousness that would bring this understanding to you. So that question you have just asked, simply ask it within yourself the next time you have that opportunity. And let consciousness itself give you the answer.
We wish to share.
Yes.
We wish to continue to share on this. May we continue, dear sister.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the third dimensional consciousness of humanity is using crystals in everything. They use crystals in computers. They use crystals in their watches. They use crystals in their equipment. And the crystalline energy runs that equipment, you see, creates the electricity for that equipment to participate in functioning, you see. So can you imagine a great crystal that emerges? The amount of energy and vibration that it creates for the world, you see. Do you understand the point of view we are making here?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And thank you very much.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel? Nothing further, then we take your email question.
Yes, thank you. The question is, when the star seeds reconnect their DNA, will they be able to age regress themselves?
That is a very difficult question to answer at this point, but understand as your DNA is reconnected, and we use that term purposely, that reconnected back to what it was originally, or at least coming closer to that, then you will have the capability to both connect with your higher God self, and in that connecting with your higher God self, you have now moved through the ascension more fully here. And once you are able to do that, then you would be able to change your body into whatever you want it to be. But please understand that there will be likely a transition period first, where that you will be able in your physical body to enter those crystalline healing chambers and also what you call the med beds at this point now, the beginnings of this. And when you are able to do that, there is that rejuvenation process within that will be able to reverse the aging process to whatever you want it to be. So there are two parts to this. One is in the technology to be able to use here. The other is in technology also, but it is consciousness technology, where you will be able to direct it yourself without the use of a device of any kind here. You see? Shoshana, do you have...
We will share on this. We will share on this. What we will share is that when the physical body does what's called the reconnected DNA, then it is a duplicate of the etheric body, you see. It becomes the duplication of the etheric body in the physical. So age is inconsequential at this point. Aging doesn't exist, you see, because aging only exists in a third dimensional reality. So it will not be a concern. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Do you have parting message, Shoshana?
We will just say that all must remain true to themselves. They must remain true to their own ideologies here. They must remain true to who they are, you see, without concern for other influences. If a being becomes completely authentic, there is no concern for anything, you see. Namaste.
Very good. And we add to that, as Shoshana has said, trust in yourself, be true to yourself, certainly. But also, and as we have said many times, and you have heard many times from different sources, continue to trust in the plan, because the plan is unbreakable. It cannot be broken. It can be changed here and there and shifted and altered here and there, but the fullness of the plan cannot be changed.
We wish to share one other thing, you see.
Yes.
We must share that the plan was created in concert with who you are, you see. The plan is part of your plan. Even though you may not know the details, or you may not understand the process, or you may not be able to see the future, this is your plan. You created it with the divine, you see, for the upliftment of this planet and all others. Namaste.
Very good. And Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.